This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has apparently retaliated for Iran's unprecedented assault last week, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The details remain sketchy, but Iranian troops fired air defenses at a major airbase and nuclear site amid an apparent Israeli drone attack. Italy's foreign minister says the U.S. told a G7 meeting Israel gave last-minute information about the action. Secretary of State Antony Blinken does not dispute it.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations.
He says the Biden administration remains committed to tamping down Mideast tensions that have been rising since Saturday's assault on Israel, which followed its own strikes against Iran in Syria. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States told the group of seven foreign ministers it received last-minute information from Israel about a drone action in Iran, Italy's foreign minister said. Italy's foreign minister, who chaired the meeting of ministers of industrialized countries, said the United States provided the information at a Friday morning session that was changed at the last minute to address the suspected attack. Iran's president called a recent missile and drone strike against Israel a source of pride and power for his country on Friday. Ibrahim Raisi said this operation became a sign of the power of the Islamic Republic and its armed forces. It also showed the steely determination of our nation. Last Saturday, Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles in an unprecedented attack that pushed the Middle East closer to a region-wide war. This is VOA News. G7 foreign ministers Friday expressed strong concern about transfers of dual-use materials and weapons components from Chinese businesses to Russia being used by Moscow for its military expansion. At a meeting in Italy, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged European counterparts to increase pressure on Beijing, who Washington accuses of helping Russia's most ambitious defense expansion since the Soviet era. Washington has set a red line for Beijing not to supply weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Indonesians are leaving their homes near a volcano as an airport closes due to ash danger. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Buses drive evacuees away from Tagulandang sub-district on Sulawesi Island. Indonesian authorities have closed an international airport and urged residents to leave homes near the erupting volcano due to spreading ash, falling rocks and the possibility of a tsunami. The island's Mount Ruang had five large eruptions on Wednesday and smoke emitted from the crater all day Thursday. More than 11,000 people have been told to leave at-risk areas and at least 800 have already done so. Indonesia's Volcanology Center notes it's possible part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australian police said on Friday a 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offense for allegedly stabbing a church bishop in Sydney during a church service. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny report.
Police Commissioner Karen Webb said during a press conference that he's been denied bail.
We allege on Monday night that was stabbed up to six times. We also allege that the boy had travelled for 90 minutes to attend that location from his home address.
A riot erupted outside the church after the attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel. After the crowd demanded that police hand over the attacker, over 50 officers were injured and 20 police cars were damaged. The 53-year-old bishop has a popular youth following on TikTok, but faces controversy over his views. His sermons cover Bible teachings and critique homosexuality, COVID vaccines, Islam, and Joe Biden's presidency.
Reuters correspondent Saikar Jasny. San Francisco is the latest U.S. city preparing to receive a pair of pandas from China in a continuation of Beijing's famed panda diplomacy. San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced the panda loan in Beijing on Friday alongside officials from China Wildlife Conservation Association. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.